Mr. Carney said Mr. Bezos did not tour any of the sites. The process was run by Holly Sullivan, who leads the company's worldwide economic development. John Shetler, the executive who oversees Amazon's real estate, negotiated with the private developers. During one visit, the Amazon executives visited the Cornell Tech Campus, a new high-tech school on Roosevelt Island, and took the ferry from there to Long Island City. They rode city bikes as city officials and local Queens representatives showed off the area. On another occasion, they took the ferry at sunset. It wasn't until the past few weeks that things really took off. Governor Cuomo met Amazon executives, including Jeff Wilkie, who runs the company's retail business, in his offices on 3rd Avenue. From the window, he said they could see the site along the waterfront Amazon would eventually suggest. I showed them the pictures of the progress of LaGuardia, of JFK, Penn Station, Kosciuszko Bridge. I explained what doubling the span means, he said, referring to building projects. He said Amazon executives were interested in having a pipeline of educated employees, not just from the top universities, but from other places such as Queens College and the nearby LaGuardia Community College in Long Island City. Amazon expressed concern about the city's planning process, which is slow and allows for local officials and the city council to veto projects. The company's lawyers appeared to know about those pitfalls and wanted to avoid them. So Mr. de Blasio and Mr. Cuomo agreed to let the state control the approval, meaning there could be local input but no local veto. Mr. Cuomo said it was a friendly condemnation of the city-controlled land by the state, not a source of tension. Though the mayor and governor met separately with Amazon, they were in close contact, comparing notes and strategizing over the phone, according to a person briefed on the talks. I know him so well, it's just more open and verbal, Mr. Cuomo said in an interview, whether it's good or bad. Mr. de Blasio said, I'm very comfortable that we made the right move. In Virginia, the initial HQ2 announcement came as the state was wrapping up a planning process to focus its economic development on tech, as well as diversifying away from government work. The request for proposal from the company hit right in the bullseye, said Mr. Moret of the Virginia Economic Development Partnership. The proposal for Northern Virginia, one of three regions presented by Virginia Stressed Regional Cooperation, the Arlington neighborhoods of Crystal City and Pentagon City, as well as the adjacent Potomac Yards neighborhood in Alexandria, were rebranded into a new area, National Landing, as part of the proposal. That is the name Amazon used in its announcement on Tuesday.